Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Holo is here to help. Holo is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Holo has something for everyone. Holo is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.
Hi, I'm Scott Hahn from the St. Paul Center, and I want to wish all of you a blessed Solemnity of St. Joseph. It's a special day, March 19th, for the whole Church, but especially for Catholic men, because we have in St. Joseph a model. I think cultivating devotion to St. Joseph is especially timely, today, but really every day. Now, somebody might say, wait a second, devotion to St. Joseph, what about St. Mary? What about Jesus? Well, I would say nobody was more devoted to Jesus than Joseph and Mary. And nobody was more devoted or consecrated to the Blessed Virgin than St. Joseph. And nobody was more wholly devoted and consecrated to St. Joseph than the Blessed Virgin Mary and her beloved child, our Lord Jesus. So it isn't a competition. In fact, it really is a convergence of love that comes not only from Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, but from the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Blessed Trinity can be understood, in a way, as a kind of divine and eternal family. And as St. Francis de Sales put it, the Holy Family is the earthly Trinity. And so when we focus our hearts upon Jesus, we see how devoted he was to the Blessed Virgin and to St. Joseph. And so again, I remind you, there's a complementarity here, a convergence. It's not competitive. It really is a communion of persons into which we are called. I'd like to share with you a personal devotion that I have, a prayer to St. Joseph that I have been praying now for quite some time. It does not have formal ecclesiastical approval, but that is pending with our bishop here. It's patterned after the rosary. And as you know, the Hail Mary is divided up into two parts. The first part is the angelic salutation, what we hear from St. Gabriel in Luke 1, and then the second part is where we ask for her intercession. In a similar twofold pattern, this, what I call the Josary, the Hail Joseph is divided up into two parts. The first part is based upon the angelic salutation to St. Joseph that we read about in Matthew chapter 1, and the second is where we ask him for his intercession. And so I want to lead us in this particular prayer. And this, what we call the Josary, is basically patterned after the Rosary, and that is 5 decades. We always follow the 5 joyful mysteries, only looking at them and meditating upon them from the perspective of Saint Joseph. And so, let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now let us pray for the intentions of our Holy Father, Pope Francis. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And for an increase of faith, hope, and charity, we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls into heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Amen. The first joyful mystery is the Annunciation to Saint Joseph. As we ponder the first joyful mystery, during this decade, I'd like you to think about how it was that the angel came to Saint Joseph, who was understandably perplexed but also afraid, not because he was suspicious of the Blessed Virgin, but because he was personally so aware of his unworthiness to be her husband and to be the virginal father of the Messiah. And so we hear the angel say, Saint Joseph, son of David. The angel does not say Saint Joseph, son of Jacob, even though in Matthew 1, that in fact was the name of Joseph's dad. But this is not a reference to Joseph's dad. Joseph, son of David, is a reference to his dignity, his royal dignity, his messianic dignity, a dignity that is rooted in a divine covenant sworn a millennium earlier to David the king regarding the son of David, who would be the son of God through a holy anointing. And so this is the angel reminding Saint Joseph that to whom much is given, much is required, but to whom much is required, much is given. A special grace was given to Saint Joseph, just as a special one was given to the Blessed Virgin. And so listen to the trust, listen to the faith, listen to the complete abandonment to the will of God that comes from the heart of Saint Joseph. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls into heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Amen. The second joyful mystery is the Visitation. As we begin this second decade of this Josary, I'd like you to focus with me upon the Visitation from the perspective of our Holy Patriarch, Saint Joseph. Now, Father Don Callaway, in his book, Consecration to Saint Joseph, makes a pretty convincing case that the Blessed Virgin Mary was not left alone to walk by herself all the way from Nazareth down to Jerusalem, to Ein Kerem. It was most likely the case that Saint Joseph accompanied her. Now, we don't have any solid demonstration of that, but he gives us several convergent lines of proof that I think are pretty convincing. But regardless, what we can do as we meditate upon this second decade is to think about how it was that the Blessed Virgin was called by God to share the gift of the Son of God with family and friends, and especially with Saint Elizabeth, who was empowered by the Holy Spirit to bring forth the great prophet, the new Elijah, Saint John the Baptist. As we accompany Saint Joseph on this visitation, let's recognize that he is our Father, and that we too have been entrusted with the Word made flesh, and that we should follow him in following God with total trust, in bringing Jesus to family, to friends, to the whole world, and to accompany the Blessed Virgin Mary in a consecrated way, in imitation of Saint Joseph. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls into heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Amen. The third joyful mystery is the Nativity. As we begin this third decade of our Josary, let us meditate upon the Nativity from the perspective of Saint Joseph, because we see in him a sense of adoration and awe and wonder. As he receives the gift of Jesus through Mary, he renews his own covenant to God with Jesus and with Mary. But he adores Jesus, not in the Blessed Sacrament, but there in the manger. And as you know, back in Genesis, the patriarch Joseph was empowered as a righteous man who was given dreams to provide bread in a time of famine. And so here in Bethlehem, which means in Hebrew, the house of bread, this new patriarch, Saint Joseph, provides for us the bread of life. And how appropriate it is that he ponders this mystery and adores the newborn child who comes to us in a manger, in a feeding trough, as nothing less than the bread of life which is given for the life of the world, the Word made flesh. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls into heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Amen. The fourth joyful mystery is the presentation in the temple. As we prepare to begin this fourth decade, let us ponder together in our meditation the mystery of the presentation of Jesus in the temple. Because obviously, Saint Joseph accompanied the Blessed Virgin in bringing their child to present him in the temple. We read about this in the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, how the consecration of the firstborn, legislated back in Exodus 13, verses 1 and 2, immediately following the Passover, the redemption of the firstborn. This, of course, is the firstborn of Joseph and Mary, but even more, it's the eternally begotten Son of God. It is the firstborn Son of God the Father. What a consecration, what a presentation indeed. But this is also the occasion where they heard together Simeon's prophecy, which was a sign of great hope, as well as Anna of Asher, knowing now from confirmation, from a prophet, Simeon, that this was going to be the sign of the redemption of Israel and of all the nations that would be illuminated by Christ, the light of the world. But at the same time, to hear that a sword shall pierce the soul of the Blessed Virgin must have brought deep heartache to Saint Joseph. So we see him as a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, just like Jesus. But we also see him as a man of joy, devotion, and obedience to this commandment that was given in the book of Exodus. So let's renew our covenant commitment in consecrating ourselves anew to Saint Joseph and Mary to obey the commandments that come to us from God and through the Word of God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls into heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Amen. The fifth joyful mystery is the finding of the boy Jesus in the temple. As we come to the fifth and final decade of the Rosary to Saint Joseph, what we call the Josary, let's meditate together upon the finding of the boy Jesus in the temple. A pilgrimage was a considerable sacrifice, especially for Galileans like the Holy Family. It was practically 100 miles to walk from Nazareth down to Jerusalem. And you did it in a caravan with lots of people, many family members, but also neighbors and friends. And so as the caravan was returning to Nazareth, trusting that their son was safely ensconced in this caravan, they didn't notice until later that he was missing. And so with great concern, they went back to Jerusalem and they found him in the temple. And what was he doing? He was asking questions and providing answers to the scribes and the teachers, as we read in Luke 2. You can see this passion of Jesus already at the age of 12, who comes to teach the Word of God, not to show off and not to set them straight, but to prepare the way to understand how the fulfillment of the law and the prophets is unfolding before their very eyes. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." Perhaps it's significant that Our Lady says, "Behold, your father and I have been searching for you." She doesn't say, "Behold, your foster father and I have been searching for you." There's nothing wrong with referring to him as foster father, but in fact, the fatherhood of Saint Joseph is so real that Our Lady could say in all truth, "Behold, your father and I have been looking for you," because Saint Joseph is truly the father of Jesus. The wonder that must have filled their hearts, because this was not an act of disobedience. This was an act of zeal on the part of this son of theirs, who was a son of God, who reminded his parents that indeed I must be in my father's house. Now, Joseph might have been tempted to think, well, yes, that's where we were headed, back to your father's house in Nazareth. But now that he has come of age, there is a gentle reminder to Saint Joseph that you are my earthly father, to whom I am devoted, but even more am I devoted to my heavenly father and his house, the Jerusalem temple. So let's ponder in this mystery what it means to be consecrated as members of the body of Christ, as members of the Holy Family, as members of the Holy Temple of the New Covenant, what it means to have Saint Joseph as our Father, who is a sign that points us to our eternal Father. And let's go to him now by praying together the Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Hail Joseph, son of David, do not fear. Jesus will save his people from their sins. Saint Joseph, virginal father of Jesus, intercede for us sinners in need. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls into heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, O most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy toward us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life, grant, we beseech thee, that while meditating upon these mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Blessed Joseph, her spouse, that we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In this private devotion of ours, this prayer to Saint Joseph patterned after the Rosary, affectionately called the Josary, we refer to him as the Virginal Father of Jesus. Now, the question arises, why do we do that when in fact we're accustomed to only addressing the Blessed Virgin that way? I'd like to just share briefly from a book that many of you are familiar with, Consecration to Saint Joseph, The Wonders of Our Spiritual Father, because in this he has a section beginning on page 127. Father Donald Calloway has 8 pages that explain why this part of our tradition is so important for us to discover today. It's entitled Virginal Father of Jesus. Among the many quotations, I'd like to share 3. One of them is from my favorite theologian, St. Thomas Aquinas, who writes, "We believe that just as the mother of Jesus was a virgin, so was Joseph, because he, God, placed the virgin in the care of a virgin, St. John the Apostle, and just as he did this at the close of at the cross, so did he do it at the beginning, at the marriage of Mary and Joseph." St. Thomas Aquinas' reasoning makes sense. We also have the voice of another saint and doctor of the Church, St. Peter Damian, the Doctor of Reform, who writes, "It is perfectly in accordance with the faith and spirit of the Church to honor as a virgin not only the Mother of God, but likewise Joseph." But perhaps my favorite is from a more recent saint, and that is Pope St. Pius X, who proved a prayer invoking St. Joseph as the Virgin Father of Jesus. He even granted an indulgence to those who recite this particular prayer. This prayer reads as follows. "O Joseph, Virgin Father of Jesus, most pure spouse of the Virgin Mary, pray for us daily to the same Jesus, the Son of God, that armed with the weapons of his grace, we may fight as we ought during life and be crowned by him at the moment of our death. Amen." So you can see why it is appropriate in our tradition to address St. Joseph as the Virginal Father of Jesus, just as we address the Blessed Virgin as the Virginal Mother of Jesus. There is motherhood according to the flesh, but there is also motherhood according to the Spirit, and that pertains to the Blessed Virgin Mary. She is not less of a mother than natural moms, but indeed more highly exalted. In an analogous way, there is fatherhood according to the flesh, and there's also fatherhood according to the Spirit. Fatherhood according to the Spirit is what pertains directly to Saint Joseph, who participates in the paternity of God, not less, but more than I do, even though I have been the instrument that God has used to make me the father of 6 children. So as we ponder this, we recognize how well grounded in Scripture and tradition it is, and why theologians like St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Peter Damian have approved this approach, this understanding of St. Joseph as the Virginal Father of Jesus. But the cherry on top of the cake for me is this indulgenced prayer by Pope St. Pius X. So I encourage you to, pray this devotion, this personal devotion along with me, what we call the Josary, but to recognize that pending ecclesiastical approval, we do have solid grounds for it, but it is and will remain a personal devotion. Thank you.
I feel silly trying to make up prayers myself. My mind starts to wander as I'm speaking to God. I just don't have time to pray. Do you recognize yourself in any of these statements? If so, we have a book for you. In Pray Fully, best-selling authors Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet share the rewards and frustrations of their own prayer journeys to create a practical guide that combines testimonies, tips, and journaling space to help you spend quality time with God. Whether you want to learn how to pray aloud in a group or stop your mind from wandering during prayer, Fanley and Jaminet have practical advice and the real-life experience to help you overcome obstacles to everyday prayer. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LEARN2PRAY. That's LEARN2PRAY to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Redbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.